Now, he not only uses the warning, but he also now gives the positive side of it. And you're not only to be prudent in your business and in what you do and what you say in the business world, but you're to learn something from the ant. And that is a wonderful thing. I think one of the greatest lessons of eternity is taught by the little ant. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider a ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Now, the little ant is quite a teacher. And ant is really a teacher. And she can really reveal to us some great truths. One of them is that she's as diligent in business as anything possibly can be. Now, this is something that the child of God should look at that little ant, busy taking care of the things that are all important, getting in of food for the winter for the ant, preparing for the future, and busy about it. I think one of the great sins today, and I guess I've mentioned this before, I think one of the great sins of Christians is laziness, and many of them in full-time Christian service. What do you do today with your spare time? Are you reading the Word of God? Are you studying the Word of God? What a lesson the little old ant can teach us. What a teacher it is. And he's not through with that. He's going to go on with this. He says here, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou rise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Laziness is a sin for a child of God. Laziness is a sin. Wasting of time. Today I think one of the curses of the ministry is laziness. A young man came into me and told me, says, I feel like I'm through as a preacher. I've been pastor up here at a place 3 years. And he said, I've run out of sermons. I feel like a dried up well. And then, of course, they always become very pious. He says that I spend a lot of time in prayer, meditation. And I said, how much time do you really spend in the Word of God, really studying the Word of God? Well, I couldn't get a very definite answer, but I take it the young man spent less than an hour a week in the Bible. He's quite a promoter, always out doing something, but the important business always remained undone. And I told him, I said, unless you change your ways, you ought to get out of the ministry. It's a disgrace to get into the pulpit on Sunday morning unprepared. You ought to have something to say.